Good morning. Welcome to our Saturday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking and praying this week about being salt and light, spending much of the week continuing to talk about how being blessed by God is designed for us to be a blessing to others. And those promises of God, His blessing is His word. And God always keeps His word. And those promises are things that we ought to cling to when times are good and when times are not so good. And it's why I believe Jesus began this time of teaching on the Mount with the Beatitudes, reminding people that they're blessed, even when it doesn't always feel like it. And they're blessed in order to be a blessing. The salt we talked about yesterday, and today we're going to focus in on being light. As I talked about yesterday with the salt and light, it's easy to know and understand Jesus as the light of the world. It's a little more challenging when He turns and points to us and says, "You are the light of the world." And yet we can be. I know we can be because Jesus says we are, which means we ought to be, and we can be because of His Spirit within us. And being the light of the world, having Jesus dwelling within us, comes with responsibility. It comes with purpose. And we discover the source. In fact, the Bible says that God's Word is a lamp unto our feet, a light to our path. When we live by God's Word, when we speak God's Word, when we share God's Word, the light shines brightly. Matthew 5, verse 14, Jesus says, "You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden." He goes on and explains that no one lights a lamp, turns a light on, and then covers it up. In fact, if they wish to remain in darkness, they simply don't turn the light on. And He says, in the same way, let your light so shine before people. Let your light be visible in the world that you live in. In your home, in your church, in your workplace, in your neighborhood, in your community, in your school. Let your light so shine that people would take notice of your good deeds, of your good works, and they would realize the source and glorify your Father in heaven. You are the light of the world when you live and act and think like Jesus. Not always easy. In fact, it's difficult. It's not always appreciated. In fact, the ending part of the Beatitudes talked about those that would persecute, insult, say false things because you live for Jesus, and yet you're still blessed. Being the light of the world helps people to see where to go, how to walk, what life ought to be lived like. There are times, I suppose, all of us have tried to move from one place to another in darkness. Perhaps we didn't want to wake up a sleeping spouse or child or someone near us. So we got out of bed and promptly cracked our toes on something we'd forgotten exactly where it was. Walking in the darkness has not only difficulty, but danger. And so oftentimes, especially in unfamiliar places, we find a light. And even a little light makes a big difference. Sometimes we say, well, I'm not that much. I'm just one person and not all that good at what I do. And somebody else can shine their light for Jesus because it would make, well, it'd make a better, bigger difference. People would notice it more. Been in numerous cave tours in various parts of the United States, and every cave tour that I've been on, that I've taken, at some point during the tour, the tour guide will turn all of the lights off. Some of the cave tours that I went as a child, it was interesting. They would ask if anyone had a match. And I remember as a kid thinking, why in the world would anybody be walking around carrying a match? And then I realized as I grew older that that was common. I mean, you had matchbooks. I mean, I actually even at that time was collecting matchbooks from various places we would visit. Realizing now that so many people were smoking and needed a light, and there really wasn't common to have disposable lighters. You said matchbooks. But anyhow, getting off subject, sorry about that. Later, as smoking fell out of favor and people understood the dangers and harm that it would bring, the guide would simply have a wooden match. They would light it. And one match lit in the midst of total darkness was enough that you could see the people around you again. You could see the features of the cavern, the room underground that you were in. Now, it wasn't quite as clear as when all of the electric lights were turned on, but it would have been enough to lead people to safety, to find the exit, to know which direction the path went, to avoid walking off into an unseen opening. And when you let your light shine, when people see the good works that you do in the name of Jesus, one of the reasons that I enjoy the times that I volunteer with IDES, doing that this weekend, it's because their goal is not just to help people recover from disasters, not just to clean up fallen trees and debris and damage from tornadoes and hurricanes and other natural disasters and even some unnatural disasters. That's the tools that they use. The goal is to provide help and hope in the name of Jesus. The goal is to let their light shine, that people would glorify our Father in heaven. And sometimes it's easy to let our light shine, expecting and wanting a pat on the back, and forgetting to point people to Jesus. Forgetting to remind people that any goodness that you see in me comes from God. And so you, according to Jesus, if you belong to Him, you are the light of the world. Are people seeing Jesus in you? Are they seeing him in me? Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you. Thank you that you are a God that loves us. And your love has not only given us salvation, it has not only set us free from the bondage of sin, it's given us responsibility, an important work, to be the light of the world, to be the light of Jesus where we live. To shine in such a way that people notice you at work in us and through us. And they praise you for what you're doing. And so, God, today I pray that you would help every one of us to notice those opportunities to let our light shine. That we would light our lamp as your Spirit fills us. We would not hide it. But instead, we would find ways to set it on a stand so that it can be seen by many. And when people see it, they would notice Jesus at work. And so, God, as we have opportunity, may we make the most of those opportunities to shine, to bring glory to you, to lift up Jesus so that he would draw all people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Saturday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.